This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We are live here from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Day two of Buckets and Bets, presented by our friends over at Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. And we're being offered up by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Not me yesterday. Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And we got a lot of fun going on here. You guys want to get out here. You need a place. I know you're going to play hooky, all right? If you want the best experience to watch March Madness, I'm telling you, you get over here, you get your tickets, you come say hello, you hobnob with us.
Hobnobbing on the show.
You got food, all the food you can eat. You got all the drinky poos you want. It's an open bar.
Come on.
There's a nice pool over there in the corner.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you allowed to fence up that, Jeff?
Are people
saying? I don't know.
Just go with Jennifer, and sure. she'll get you in there.
just follow the birds.
Right, exactly. And also,
did
you pull an elbow ligament playing cornhole during the
break? No! How many times do I have to say my arm was hurting?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of video, Jay Fig was whooping your ass.
Whooping my ass, dude. No. I know.
In beer pong. Oh, my God.
She went on a Steph Curry run
where she hit like four in a row.
You know what
she
that means?
Is that
Miami-Dade and Bear University? I mean, I don't
know. We got the rubber match coming up today, Vlad, okay? Because I won the first match. She won the second match. So we have a showdown today.
She obliterated you in that second match.
I know. I couldn't stop.
My shots will be actually recorded. Marcos,
I couldn't stop hitting that back rim. Now they did make it closer. That was another thing. Like we look at the new setup today, I was like, this is definitely closer than
you
got to pull that back. Got to pull that.
So we'll get to it.
I might championship match.
I might break out the lightning bolt on you.
Uh-oh.
Watch out.
Is that like a technique of some sort?
No, you re-rack. Well, typically in beer pong, the way I used to play you get two re-racks a game.
Oh, okay.
The way sometimes I would use mine right off the bat to get in the heads of my opponent, and I'd say, give me a re-rack. They're like, to start? Yeah, make it a lightning bolt.
Whoa.
And that would just really mess with their head. So I may just do that to JFig. I'm like, hey, let's make it a lightning bolt.
You can't mess with my head.
I think I'm going to mess with your head.
You already messed with
That's like starting a game with an outside kick.
Exactly.
Wow.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. I'm a little bit worried about something, okay?
All right.
What are you worried about, sir?
What's going on?
Well, you guys know what we talked about this week with Tua, right?
Chunky? Chunky Tua?
Not that he was chunky, which I don't mind. He's partying. partying. He's living his life, right?
Oh, my goodness, guys. Yeah. It's March.
He's on I understand. Off-season bender.
I understand, J-Fig.
That's really what's happening.
I understand it's March.
It's spring break.
It is. It is. And I have nothing against Tua partying. I just want to be clear about that. Mm-hmm. I don't care that he's partying.
Huh.
What if he shows up here right now?
If he showed up here right now,
meds,
I would sing him the Hour Tua song.
Okay.
Yes. Got to get his opinion on it.
That's not my issue here.
Okay. So what?
What I think is we have someone coming for his stuff. And that person
who
is Zach Wilson.
McKenna, come on, man. What stuff?
Now,
what?
Here, I'm telling you.
What stuff he's going after?
The first video.
What stuff we speak of.
The first video that we have, Vlad, after Zach Wilson signed. I saw yesterday he told Travis Wingfield from the Dolphins website. He said,
yeah.
Perfect fit, Miami.
Ooh.
Perfect fit.
Of course.
And what do you know?
All the 40 and overs.
What do you know?
Yeah,
that's true.
That's his.
But what do you know? The first thing that he puts out, Don't him in the lab.
Oh, dude.
In the lab.
Look
working out.
This is what you wanted
see
from Tua?
What's,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
this is what I wanted to see.
Is that what you want to see, guys?
That's he's
showing
what you
want to see. No. He's that's showing off for all the Cougars
exactly
out there.
Thank
he's
you,
showing up for all the Cougars.
Whether,
no,
listen.
This is for the Cougars.
Whether he's hey, Vlad, if he's showing the Cougars or whatever, he's in the lab. And isn't it something that the same week Tua is partying his ass off.
That's right.
Where's Zach Wilson?
Showing his legs.
In the lab.
Looking slim, by the way.
Showing his legs.
You know what he looks? Mobile, dude.
I don't know.
Mobile.
But that seems that was teacher's pet extraordinaire behavior from Zach Wilson.
I like that.
I signed the new deal.
Yep.
I'm going to go right into the lab. We're going to post this on social media.
Yeah.
I'm right to work. Yeah. Am I at the club with a sign that says horny
that
people only?
No, he's at the early he's at the early bird special dinner. That's
Maybe
where
he's
at.
He's not posting that yet.
No, he's at the early bird special dinner. Come on. Man.
So then he's
going to
like
bingo night?
He's definitely going out to bingo night every Wednesday.
Blue Martini?
Yeah, Blue Martini on Thursdays.
Is Blue Martini still open? Is there are there
yes,
any
it
Blue
is.
Martini
so there's
left?
One by my house.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
There
I think the one on Sunrise.
I believe there's still one in Brickell.
No, City Place. Well,
in Sunrise?
City Place?
Yeah.
The,
no, but that's not Blue Martini.
The one in West Palm closed down.
Martini Bar.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Come on, Marcos.
I apologize. I don't go to any. It's a dangerous
place. I'm just saying. Look, all I'm saying is very interesting the week he signs his contract. And Tua is posting. You don't think Zach Wilson sat on his couch and he goes,
wow.
How do I get the fans on my side?
Easy.
Wow.
I go out there. I
go
start
to Boynton.
Working out.
Go to Boynton
Beach.
Did it work,
though? Are you on his side now?
No. I'm a Tua guy. No. But
what?
I understand what he's doing, J-Fig. That's a fox in the hen house move by him.
Fox in a hen house move?
Yep.
That's bad,
Explain.
Though, right? Isn't that bad?
When you get a fox in the hen house, chaos can ensue. All the hens go crazy. No more eggs.
So who's the fox?
Zach Wilson.
And what's the hen house? Shady
the Dolphins facility.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Room.
I thought it might have been Century Village. But go ahead.
That's a little too old. It's more like for him, he's like on the
Cougar
he's,
like, town. He's like on,
he's like on Atlantic
town.
Avenue where all the
Wow, I do like that, though. You don't like that a little bit?
So why? You think he's going to push Tua?
I think so.
Wow.
I think Tua's looking at this like, oh, I didn't know we were doing that, dude. Now I got to get in the lab. He's
maybe.
Already making him better.
Toby,
yeah.
You know what's going to happen, right?
What's
in
that?
In a preseason game, Zach's going to take he's going to take a snap.
Ball.
Second and eight, right?
Yep.
He's going to look. His receiver's going to be covered. He's going to run. Probably get 18 yards.
Ooh.
And this guy's going to go ribbit, because he's going to go crazy.
18-yard run.
Ribbit.
You could have
You're going to go
eight.
Ribbit. You're going to go crazy and be like, yeah, that's the guy. He's mobile, man.
I'm just Zach from glad I know people are going to fall in love with
him. He's going to fall in love with him. I did. I did.
Especially when he gets one of those passes down the field, Vlad, to Eric Ezukama in the preseason.
It'll be a bomb.
You're going to fall in love with the kid, and then all of a sudden.
He always falls for the preseason.
Oh, he always does.
Oh, so fun.
No, you're good Such with listen. Time. You're good with Tua, guys.
Look at that! Look
In
at
the
that.
Lab.
That's a modified grip.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That? I don't want my quarterback's legs being that skinny.
Very little.
Legs. That's just to keep him mobile.
That's right. Look at that.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
I feel like if Leroy was here, he'd be like, "Those shorts are kind of short."
we'll ask him when he gets here. That's we will. We'll review. But I'm telling you right now, you don't think that was a teacher's pet move by him?
Yeah, for sure. But when I got old Chunky Tua over here enjoying life four hot dogs deep on the boat, it's glad to see someone putting in some work in the gym, huh?
Look at the way Danny's looking at you.
What? Look, it's the truth.
He's going to have fans on his side from this. It's going to work, I'm telling you.
That's the problem. Look, Zach Wilson knows summer's coming. He's going to be on Hollover Beach every day. So you
Hollover?
Know, he's got to get that body ready.
He's going to be with the Cougs noon.
He's got to get that body ready. Tua, he's a happy man. He's got a great family. So I understand what that's like. Sometimes you let yourself go.
I want Tua fat. Oh. I told you this. I want him fat. I want him be. That is a safe Tua. He doesn't move.
Yeah.
No need to get extra yards. That's a silly proposal by him. What no need that? For that nonsense.
Hey, Stunning Steve said, "You don't frogs don't know what gyms are."
That hurts my heart, but I won't take it against you. You're probably just jealous because I'm at Buckets
for
and Nets.
Twitcher.
Look, Zach Wilson's making a statement already, dude. He's not playing around this year. Tua what? Makes one wrong step. I don't know.
What's going to happen when he has his first Instagram post that says he's going to have one that's going to say, "Stay ready so you don't got to get ready." And then everyone's going to be like, "Oh, week four, Tua's out. He stayed ready."
That's petty.
I know it's petty.
You're
but you want to know something, Jay Fig?
You're calling it.
He took this job to dethrone Tua. That's the facts.
Oh, could have went anywhere.
He did.
Could have went anywhere.
Could have gone to a place where there was not an established quarterback.
So what if he does dethrone Tua?
I'm going to be miserable.
Do you still
Unless
wish
he's better.
Him no success?
I don't wish him success. Will I root for him when he gets out on the field? Yes.
You can't do both, Toby.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
Sure you can.
No.
I'm sorry.
Actions and wishing are not the same. If you wish something, you're trying to make it happen.
Manifest it.
Manifest it. Exactly.
Wow.
You're sitting here and you want to wish him success, and I don't know why. Because that means Tua's done. If he gets out
you're
there.
You're putting words in my mouth.
Nope.
You
nope.
Need to
nope.
There.
I'm just telling
no.
you what the logics
what
are.
No.
If he gets out there,
no,
I'll
because
root
your
for
logic doesn't
wish
work
for it.
Here.
Oh. Why else would he be
wow, out there? They calling Zach a half bird. Jeez.
Wow.
Get him, J-Fig. Zach's a half bird. He does have bird legs.
I'm telling you, she sees it too. He's got some real Dave behavior to him.
Wow.
Yep.
She was very angry at whoever
Don't
Dave is.
Dave.
I saw that twice.
We'll take a break. We're here from Buckets and Bets, the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. The action's going to start in about an hour's time. Day two of all the college basketball action. We'll give you a little update, a little rundown on the scores coming on up back after this.
Part of any show you might have missed anytime. Get it now and make WQAM your favorite station.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Let's try to grow a little bit, shall we? What about sliding through the streets? What about 1 a.m. beach? What about sipping on that? What's it called? I've been waiting all week. What
if Who's I this? Bought two more?
This is Grammy Award winning.
Right, calm down. Calm down.
Why are you capping?
Should be, though. Should be. Should be. You don't have to run, Jennifer. We're good. I don't want you to trip. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQ. I have a correction to make.
Do you?
All right. So I went to ESPN, right, and I looked at tonight's injury report.
Yes.
And it said on the status, you can see here, Frogboy, look, right. Amen Thompson out.
Yes.
Right?
All right.
But I didn't look at the fine print that says he's out, but then it says under it, listed as probable for tonight's game. He hasn't played since March 8th, with an ankle sprain. But I just saw this is from...
Probable, huh?
This is from Vanessa Richardson, who is the Houston Rockets sideline reporter.
Yes.
She just posted a video from Rockets shoot-around, and looks like Ahmed Thompson's going to be good to go tonight.
Come on. You go to Miami, you know, the weather, whatever injury you have, Miami, you know, builds it back up, get you ready.
You know what it is? He just wants to fight again.
I think that might, well.
He just wants to fight again, dude.
Man, that was a hell of a scrap. Tyler Hero right on his head.
I'm glad we won the game because had we lost the game and then potentially lost the scrap too, it'd be very disheartening.
Yep.
But it, you know what? That not only signifies one of the last memorable wins for the team, it signifies the last time that I was proud of Terry Rozier.
Interesting. Because he punched somebody right in the snot box?
He stepped in immediately without question and got...
It was a dangerous melee.
That was
just because...
He threw him very, like...
He did.
That could have been bad.
He did the old hip toss to him.
That could have been bad. That could have been bad.
Get your weight up, Tyler.
He's not very heavy, Vlad. He's a very skinny man.
I know. He should have got his weight up. You can't let a grown man ragdoll you like that. Like, he just... Yeah, I
mean, this guy's young, too. Like a 20-year-old.
He's a bull.
He's very good.
Yeah.
He's a very good player. He's a very good player. But maybe this will get... I don't know. Maybe it'll get the heat going tonight. A little extra juice. Maybe they... You know, maybe Eric Spoelstra throws the old fight on in the locker room, gets the juices flowing. You know, they didn't have Jimmy for that game.
Okay. You think he's going to put up a fight? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Why not? If you're Eric Spoelstra, because Eric Spoelstra said...
motivation?
He said this after the last game, where he was like, well, you know, we've kind of tried everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think he was asked by Will Manso. He's like, oh, have you guys switched it up at all or anything like that? And he goes, switched it up? What? Done everything. And it's what... So maybe he's thinking to himself, all right, maybe this will get it done.
It doesn't have to weigh on you. You know, shown.
And the losses mount. Is there a temptation to try to change things, whether it be a shoot around, practice, motivation, rotation, whatever it may be, to shake things up, or does that not cross your mind?
I would say we've probably tried virtually everything, you know, at this point, you know, within, you know, our personality, for sure. And we've shown. The right kind of perseverance. So, you know, I always say that a team, you know, you have a feeling when you're worthy to win. And I would say 10 days ago, I really felt like we were worthy to win. Now, the last 3 out of 4, we have not had that feeling. And I think that's human nature, where all of this, you know, can kind of weigh on you. And that's the mental discipline. It doesn't have to weigh on you. You know, we've built up enough kind of habits, enough kind of resilience to win one game. And that's what we have to focus on and just quiet all the other noise, you know, down.
Well, they lost their 9th straight after that. But okay. The point is, he's tried everything.
That's good. He looks like a madman.
Maybe they need a witch doctor.
Maybe they do, Vlad. Maybe something, you know, I don't know. Maybe an iguana needs to be sacrificed or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Damn, my iguana.
We have a lot.
I don't know. We have too many of them down here.
At least it wasn't a frog.
You know, there actually are chickens just like roaming around by Bayside.
There really is.
Yeah. Like, I'll just be like, I don't want to hit you, little chicken. Please move.
Three animals that roam the streets of Miami as if like it's their streets: iguanas,
yep.
Alligators,
and peacocks.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I know.
Yep.
But the peacocks are only in certain neighborhoods,
for
right?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I have this guy, you know, even up by my house, and he's like. They had the audacity, and may I say the audacity.
Okay.
He's got a peacock crossing sign up on his little side of the neighborhood, and I'm like, first of all, what are these things reproduce like rabbits? Like how horny are peacocks?
I don't know.
And second of all, you could just have peacocks roaming around. And here's the thing: is everyone's going to be like, oh, it's great, you know, peacocks, they're beautiful. Why you don't like my peacocks?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be sitting here being like, yeah, but in the morning they're going to be like.
Sad.
Like, and that's annoying. I'm sorry, JFig. I know that's a triggering thing.
Oh,
actually,
man,
no,
you just triggered
peacocks
it.
Peacocks are really beautiful, though.
They are really beautiful.
I used to see them all the time when I would drive to school.
It's great, though. But
do you know they jump on roofs?
Yes.
Yeah, they can get very high.
Now they're pooping on roofs.
You know, we got those ugly ducks. Those things can just poop while they walk, too.
That is gross, yeah. Tobin.
Yep.
I have some news.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Zion Williamson is out tonight versus the Timberwolves.
Oh, no.
Back injury.
Oh, those are fake, though. Mm. Those are fake.
What do you mean what's fake? Back injury?
Anytime you want to take a game off to get some rest, you hit him with the old back.
See, here's what I would say. If I'm Zion Williamson, and what do the Pelicans have? Like, you know, like 20 wins? Something like that?
I don't even think
do
that.
They?
No. Oh. No. See. I think they might be like 17. And
Pelicans record this season is...
19 wins.
19 wins. You know what I would do if I was Zion Williamson?
Yeah.
Take month off?
Yeah, I got 12 games left. I'm like, yeah, I just had this killer game against the Timberwolves.
Right.
You know we're probably not beating the Timberwolves again. What I would do would be like, oh, we got the Wolves again today? Mm. Made my point. Give it Miami.
I got to give the doc credit.
Point for Twitcher.
That's true, though. I mean,
a full stomach does hurt your back.
That's true. That's true. But I think Zion Williams is probably thinking to himself, yeah, I kind of made my point, you know. We're not going to beat the Wolves again.
Yeah.
Might as well just have that in everybody's mind, me, about what I just did to the Timberwolves.
That's going out on top.
Exactly.
It's like you with the bet today.
See, if I was Zion Williamson and I want to go to a team, right, mm-hmm. and I know that my team, you know, maybe they have some illusions that my trade value has gone way up. If I was Pat Riley and I was trying to get Zion Williams here, I'd say, hey, big fella, we know what you can do. Ease it up, though. Let's have another fake injury, huh? And he's like, wink. And then Zion's like, oh, my back. Because you can't check back in.
My legs.
Can't check that. Right.
Well, I'm just saying, very fishy. Fishy injury.
Like, if he returns from this, the next game, we know this was
right.
We've been hoodwinked. If this lasts for a while, then typical Zion, he's injured again. We get it. But this will be interesting to watch.
You guys really want him here, don't you?
I do.
Is a lot of people.
You don't want Zion here, J-Fig? Leroy's not here to shout us down. You're nervous about it? Well, here's what would make me nervous about it, right?
Injuries, man.
If we're at a situation where...
What if that back is not actually a fake injury?
That could be tough.
Richie. Zion loves hearing my neck and my back.
Jesus. Here's where it would make you nervous.
Point for Twitcher.
If the Miami Heat do get their two picks this year, and then you're lingering with two unprotected picks in the next 2 years, and you have Zion Williamson on your roster, that's a scary spot to be. It's a scary spot to be because that means Oklahoma City could end up theoretically with the number one pick if Zion Williamson just had like another one of his seasons where he was out.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's the scary element of it. Counterpoint? What if he's awesome, though, dude? Okay. If he's awesome?
But let me ask you this. Here's the counterpoint to your counterpoint. When has he?
Well, he played like 70 games the year before, but he got
you
hurt in the
always go to that 70 game season,
he did, though,
like
dude.
The two were full regular season. Everybody wants to go do that. And then what happened the following year?
He got hurt to start the season.
Okay.
Say it louder.
But 2 years before that, 60 games.
Ooh.
Jimmy didn't play 60 games.
Wait, 2 years before that. So 2 years before he played 60. Then the following year, he played 70?
Average 20. No. Oh, it's like a crazy.
Okay.
He played 24 games his rookie year.
Dad.
60 games the next year. I believe he was an all-star.
Okay.
There's 22 games he missed. Okay.
It is 22 games, but he averaged 27 in that season. He shot 61% from the field.
He's always going to shoot when he plays. He's going to always be efficient.
Very efficient. The next year, 29 games.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay.
The next year, 70 games. Got hurt in the playoffs.
Oh, okay. So when you needed him the most. You
know. Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then what happened the year after that?
Well, he's in the midst of a 30-game performance.
There's more likely of him.
So we're due next year. Oh, next year, 70
right.
games. There you go.
But then the other year.
The next 2 years after that is going to be 20 and 30.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the scary thing because you have the unprotected pick next year to OKC.
So by your theory, by those numbers and information you've told us.
Yes.
There's more likely of him having back-to-back bad seasons of missing games due to injuries than there is of back-to-back seasons of him playing 70-plus and being available in the most important time.
You know, Vlad, Steph Curry had bad ankles. You know, what if the people were rats off a ship off his ankles early on?
Steph Curry can shoot. So, you know, as long as you set him a pick, he can shoot. Unfortunately, Zion needs his back and his legs to jump.
Let's see. Steph Curry. How many games did he miss when he was a rookie? Like
And that was like, what, 15, 17 years ago?
A long time ago.
You're talking about a four-time champ.
He's not going to make it.
Who?
He played.
That Steph Curry guy?
Steph Curry only had one season where he didn't play in his first seasons.
Yeah.
He only had that one season where he played 23.
Oh, wow.
His record, 80, 74, 26, the ankle season. 78, 78, 80, 79, 79. Very durable. Very durable. Man, he really gave him an out with that cheap contract.
Yeah.
He made up for it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
He made up for it. Well, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw this last night. Speaking of drama, Last night, Steph Curry, he went down with a pretty, it looked like a pretty gnarly back injury. He got, he landed on his tailbone. They're calling it a pelvic.
What?
He bust a pelvic contusion, which means basically contusion. He busted his ass. That's what it's called. Yeah, that he got his ass.
That is a scientific.
That was I remember Jimmy got that injury one time against Denver.
That
took him a while to get back.
Oof.
Which means Tuesday. Could just be Jimmy and Draymond.
But that means Jimmy goes for 50.
Maybe.
Oh, he's going for 50.
Maybe.
He's going for 50, dude. But.
But they're not as good.
Here's a twist.
What's
the
twist?
Miami Heat
will be going for
11. Will have their final signature win of the season.
Wow.
The Warriors.
This is their Super Bowl. This is their NBA final.
This is all we got, dude.
It is just like.
This is all we got.
It's just like LeBron on Christmas.
And everybody,
listen. Godfather, you know that he's got some stacks of cash ready to go in some of those locker room drawers.
Yeah.
Because, like, the bonuses are waiting.
For sure.
The bonuses are waiting. Danny Granger?
Yeah.
Danny Granger got that bonus that year.
Oh, yeah.
You know he got that bonus that year when he beat LeBron on Christmas.
There you go.
Yeah, you never saw him after that. That was it. That was like, thank you.
Thank you for your service, Danny.
Thank you.
Dexter Pittman still lives like a king. Wonder why.
We'll take a break here on the show. Mix things up on the other side. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. We're live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, day two of Buckets and Bets. We got the action starting up next hour. We'll keep you posted on everything there. I should go out on a high note, but now that I'm thinking about it, you know,
a little bit
of action.
Just a little sweetener.
A little sweetener, you know?
Yeah.
I am up, you know? I'm not going to bet the whole thing.
This is your only day you're going to be here. You're not going to be there tomorrow and Sunday.
Take advantage.
So you're really going to be leaving up. Then you're going to be leaving down.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what's the harm?
Not a bad influence here, but I'm with it.
Let's get to the mixed bag here, Marcos. So what do we got here today?
Let's start locally, shall we? We've been seeing a lot of this man as the draft process ramps up. One of the most highly coveted prospects, and Mr. Cam Ward.
Ooh.
I saw him working out with some high school quarterbacks recently too. He's been great, just in regards to like this process of like how great he was as a Canes fan. Now it's on national display of like this man is the best, dude.
Yep,
this man is truly the best. But Mike Florio had some words about him. You know, this man knows a little bit about football.
This from Joe Show.
Joe
this morning.
Yeah, he joins Joe Rose on a weekly basis.
He's been doing that hit forever with Joe.
Every Friday, 9:20.
Every Friday.
Really, that's it's consistent. I know based off of where they are in the interview, how late or not I am.
Pretty much.
Base. Yep.
If I get in my car and Florio's already talking,
I'm running late.
I'm scared for sure. But this is him on Cam Ward.
You look at all the teams, Joe, that are looking for veteran quarterbacks right now. There's one team that isn't, and that's the Tennessee Titans. There's been no talk about anything for them at quarterback, and they hold the first overall pick. It sure looks like they've locked in on Cam Ward. And it's also been a reality that, you know, the Giants had been linked to possibly trading up to number one. There's been no talk about that since the combine. You read between the lines there. I think the message is anybody that's called the Titans has been told, nope, it's not happening. Don't even bother. Just like the Bengals were 6 years ago, 5 years ago with Burrow. Remember, Stephen Ross really wanted to move up to number one with Burrow.
Yep.
The Bengals wouldn't even engage in the conversation. They refused. Wisely. Now, look, you don't know what the guy's going to be. We don't know what Cam Ward's going to be. We didn't know what Joe Burrow was going to be. The Bengals guessed right. But it sounds like the Titans are locked in on Cam Ward. And I get it. We interviewed him 3 weeks ago at the Combine, and he's got an intensity that oozes from him that is very inspiring. You know, you get a guy like that in your huddle and in your locker room as the leader of a team, that can really elevate a franchise. And, very different personality between Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. But Cam Ward is a guy who can make you work harder than you otherwise would work, show up earlier, stay later, do all the things you need to do to be ready to play on Sunday. I feel like Cam Ward has the force of personality and the natural leadership skills that he can inspire teammates to do that, and that's going to make his team better.
Man, I'm not surprised by anything that Florio's saying. Look, the guy proved it with the Canes. I think that he's just got a leadership quality about him. He's also damn talented, you know, to do all that he's done. I'm not surprised by it. You know, when everybody was saying, oh, this isn't the most impressive class of quarterback. Yeah, there was a lot of quarterbacks taken last year. I still think this guy can be just as impressive as any of those guys. Very biased. I understand. I wear it proudly. Cam Ward deserves it, just like he deserved a better defense.
Vlad's not going to be a fan of this. A lot of tough guys are not going to be a fan of this. I got a man crush on Cam Ward, dude.
Really?
Just his straight mentality. Mm. This guy is the absolute dog of dogs. And anyone who gets him, it will be delighted to have the best quarterback for sure out of this class. The only thing is, I'm glad I'm getting all this Titan talk because I cannot afford to see Cam Ward become a Jet. That is one thing. That is one
He's
thing.
Not well, be a Jet. We got Justin Fields.
They got Justin Fields.
That's
now.
Fine. No,
but he is. Like, well, I didn't want to have to root against him, is what he's saying. I will say, though, do you think he'd be. Like, this is going to be the interesting thing because CJ Stroud is kind of like he was everybody's darling.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Cam Ward immediately. Because I don't believe in Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
I don't believe in Trevor Lawrence. Nah,
look at you leaving Sunshine alone.
Does he immediately become the best quarterback in the South, or do you still have to give the crown to CJ Stroud?
It's
right
CJ's,
now?
Man. Yeah,
I don't know, dude. That was a pretty big sophomore slump there, Vlad.
It was.
All right. He had a sophomore slump. Did his team win the division?
They did. Did he win a division, though?
Did he win a playoff game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty bad sell.
I mean, it's pretty bad, but he did exactly what he did in his first year.
It's
so
almost as ridiculous.
His first year was ridiculous.
Okay, the numbers were great, but the team finished the same way they did this in his rookie year. Lost in this divisional round.
I'm going to put a little chili pepper on the Titans.
Oh, you know what? I can't blame you, dude. But you will lose all your winnings.
That's fair. Totally. I'm already thinking about what else can I bet.
I was going to say, all the winnings that you won.
What else can I bet?
Already.
What is Gus Forsling's odd for a goal?
Any game, any teams today with a reality show?
I was just looking it over right now.
Uh-oh.
I know this.
Insight?
Well, the key in this is where do I want to go on the 12-5 with Colorado State Memphis? And
I think you might take the points with Colorado State.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I feel like everybody's kind of hip to him.
Is that
so now? I'm like,
you have to get a 12-5 in order. For
that's the best way to get some win money. Okay. That's the best way to win.
That's
money.
That's what the
and
key was. McNeese State.
There's always one every day kind of vibe.
Pretty much.
So, but
which one?
I love me some Penny Hardaway. I do love me some Penny Hardaway.
Those pennies. That first
of the
pair
show.
Of pennies.
Friend of the show.
The first pair of pennies. The sneakers.
I do like. Listen.
And of course, Heat Lifer.
Who?
Penny Hardaway. It was brief.
You might have. Dude, okay. You saying that it's like Dennis Schroeder trying to get his Heat jersey this past Wednesday. I want to know if I was Dennis Schroeder, I would have been like, hey, for my collector's item, can I get the jersey that you would have had for me?
They probably would give it to him.
Huh?
They probably would give it to him.
With the number, what, 00? Because they probably didn't even stitch 10 on there or anything like that for him. Poor Schroeder.
You got time for anything else?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
We got plenty of time.
Heat lifer.
Let's go ahead and move on to the most annoying story in sports.
Is it because he's taking your shine?
Wait, what just happened?
I just realized, as this entire thing and this entire person who I'm about to discuss now, it made me learn some things about myself.
Hey, be a professional. Put your mic in front of your mouth.
Oh, I apologize. I'm pulling a Leroy.
Literally.
I learned some things about myself as this entire saga continues to unfold. And, of course,
what's that?
I'm talking about none other than Amir Khan. The one, dude.
Not the boxer.
One.
Not the boxer.
Not knocked
the boxer.
Out by Canelo.
Correct. Which, by the way, J-Fig is sporting that jacket.
That is very random. How
strange.
Random is that? Did you know about the American thing?
Wow.
Like, did you
know that? No, it was in my car, so
that's
I put it on.
That's super random.
What a coinkydink.
You're wearing an Amir Khan windbreaker. I don't believe you. I think you knew.
No, I swear.
I would take credit. That's a... shout out to you, because I definitely would have been like, yeah, I did this.
Do you think Amir Khan sitting there being like, what is all this talk about me there, love?
I tell you what, Amir Khan, if you Google just Amir Khan, he doesn't even, the boxer doesn't even show up before.
No, not right now.
An actor shows up before both of these guys. And I'm like, what is it? I can't find the correct guy. And then, obviously, now it's this McNeese manager who is currently going viral.
Somebody say he's got a better flow than Art Gotsavi. That's what I heard.
Who said that? Who said they won't see it to my face? Ooh, at Buckets and Bets?
I smell some beef going around.
Oh, that guy looks like he's ready to gamble.
Oh, yeah.
That guy looks like he's gambled already.
You come in with the high shorts, the boat shoes, and sunglasses.
Yeah.
You're here to gamble.
You're spending some money. But this manager, not only is he going viral currently, he has become the first student manager to get an NIL deal, as he is sponsored by, I believe, one of them was DoorDash, if I'm not mistaken.
I saw that he had Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings,
box.
For sure. And now he even has, if you look at this picture here, he has socks with his face on it that cheerleaders are wearing.
Good for him.
A sock company has sponsored
that
him.
That might
as
be
well.
The only chance he gets to the cheerleaders.
You know, at this point, he's unstoppable. This guy has taken over college basketball without making one bucket, and I, for one, have had enough.
But why? Because he's taking your shine?
Just because it's like, he's just, what did he do? You know, he walked out with the speaker. He got people hyped. What about the players that are sacrificing their lives for this game?
He makes a good point. I can't
sacrificing their lives? Well, I didn't know this was war.
They're putting the. Don't you ever run a suicide on a court? It feels like I'm just gonna die.
Well, I feel like he has to mop up the sweat of their suicide.
Oh, did Tracy Morgan puke?
Because he said he says when it comes to getting rebounds in practice and mopping up, he says he puts up Wilt numbers.
Oh my god,
that's funny.
It's impressive. It's cute. It's something that's going to be entertaining. But hey, look. Remember that grandma from Loyola?
Sister Jean?
Wait, I know you're not going after Sister Jean.
I'm not going after Sister Jean. I'm just saying she wasn't all look at me. Everyone was like, oh, we love Sister Jean.
I don't like
Jean.
Sister Jean, because I'll never forget
what?
That.
What?
No,
why
I don't
you
like
hate
her.
Sister Jean?
They beat the Canes. I'll never forgive her.
Okay.
She's fair. The reason why they lost to the Canes?
If she's going to take, if she's gonna take credit for all the wins, she's going to be taking credit for breaking
my
heart.
That poor nice lady was just watching her team. Everybody's just surrounding her. Don't blame
Glad
it on Sister Jean.
Let me tell you something about nuns.
What about nuns? Tell me your experience with nuns,
there,
young Mr. Tobin.
They're not always nice, dude.
No.
Really?
Not always nice,
really?
Dude.
Sally nuns, Field wasn't nice?
Nuns can give you the business.
Can they now?
My father tried to bribe a nun.
Oh, no. This is not
your
good.
Your father?
Yeah. Well, I got in trouble as a young lad when I was in Catholic school as a good boy. I was a good boy.
Apparently not.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
And we were playing a video in one of our classes.
It better not be a nudie video.
Well, it wasn't a nudie video.
Oh, my God.
I was doing a project on horses because I was
oh,
you
no.
know
hey yo wait, wait, whoa.
I put on a cassette of a horse giving birth and so all the kids got to see horse placenta. And there were complaints. There were complaints.
Yeah.
And so Sister Anne called me into her office.
That's right.
And she goes, what made you think that was appropriate? And I was like sitting here as a wee lad being like, I didn't think anything of it because I've seen horse placenta.
Yeah, which is.
Because you grew up on a farm.
I did grow up on a farm. Mm-hmm. I did grow up on a farm. And so I, and so my father was like, what can we do to make this go away?
What? Okay. What is this guy? Got turned into the Godfather?
Seriously?
No, he
Your
was the Godfather.
Tried to God a nun. I think your dad literally broke one of the Ten Commandments right then and there.
Wow, dude.
Hard to say.
Hard to say. Easy to say.
You deserved a ruler lashing or whatever.
How many Hail Marys in Our Father did you have to say?
So many. My penance was a lot.
What really made you think that was okay?
I didn't think it was a big deal. When you grow up around it, you see horses breeding and giving birth, J-Fig. It's just not a big deal. It's like life. It's the cycle of life. I've seen when you see them come out with their little hooves.
No.
Adorable.
It's
you know what? That is the perfect sound for that, actually.
It's just strange.
What?
At what point were you like, okay, so yeah, horses are cool, but like, by the way, this is how they give birth.
What was the class's reaction for this?
Vomit.
Like they were like, ew! And I was like, soft.
Tobin's like,
Some of these people don't even know what the birds and bees are, and now I'm watching. Strange.
Blue Chew.
Was that the is that the sound they were doing when they pray? You know, when the baby's coming out the womb. The horse
like,
womb.
It's more like when the when they're giving birth. It's more like. It's more like. Like that's what they sound like. Yeah. That's what a horse sounds like when you know they're
no.
You know,
please stop.
No,
what?
All good.
You know what
good.
A turtle sounds
You're
like?
You're doing it again. No, I don't.
What am I doing?
What got you in trouble back in with Miss what was the nun's
Sister
name?
Anne.
Sister Anne.
Yeah, Sister Anne was you're giving unnecessary.
You know how she knew she was top nun?
Yeah. Whoa.
Because her robe
was white
thingy was white with the black top.
Oh, that means
all the other nuns had the black on black.
Oh, wow. She was the purest of all nuns.
Exactly, cool. Dude. Exactly.
I do like me a little uniform switch. It's like every time the Power Rangers switched it up.
You know what? Oh my goodness.
You're a child.
The different Power Rangers now.
They're minus like, one.
Please.
I'm just telling you, like that's how it was. And my father actually did a thing where he put a cartoon. He taped over, he put a cartoon at the end of it.
Okay, just like also, I think it was like G.I. Joe or something like
that. Of like Looney Tunes or something like that.
Yeah, it was like G.I. Joe, I think, if I recall.
So just you showed the kids, you showed the kids a horse giving birth, and in war a fight.
Well, once the cartoon came up, the teacher was like, "All right, that's enough."
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it was Miss Modica.
You're like, wait, this is the best part. This is the best part.
This is the best part.
I worked really hard on this.
Snake, yeah, Cobra Commander gets killed.
Anything else in the mix bag, or you just want to keep bashing Amir Khan?
No need. I won't bash him, but I will say, you guys seen Bronny James yesterday?
He put up numbers, didn't he?
Put up numbers. NBA career high 17 points.
Who did they play?
Play Milwaukee. He shook the Milwaukee? Crap out of Giannis. He turned the ball
did he
over.
Really?
But there's a clip where one on one against Giannis, and he shook. Giannis was like,
wow.
Yeah, but he lost the ball when he went for the layup.
No.
He turned the ball over. Yeah, yeah.
It was a bit of a foul on Giannis, if I'm being honest. But there's no way a rookie's going to get that call.
But, yeah, but the way Giannis looked bad. Yeah. Like, Giannis, he had tap dance shoes.
It was the first time I've ever seen Bronny James highlights and was like, okay, he looks like he kind of belongs.
But he shook the crap out of him.
He did. But even the other, like, his shot selection was good. His move.
7 out of 10. But here's the only problem, though. What? He was a minus 36, plus minus 36.
What, they lost yesterday?
Yeah, they got crushed. Luka didn't play. Luka didn't play.
They lost.
Oh, okay.
Every time he was in the game, they were down by 10 at least, for sure.
I'm rooting for Bronny, honestly. Yeah. I understand why people hate the idea of Bronny, but it's not like he's – like, look, Giannis himself kept his brother employed for a very long time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For basically being Amir Khan.
He has a podcast now. That's just crazy.
I think I'm going to name this hour Amir Khan.
Basically.
That's great. Bronny had a good game. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, he had a good game, man.
He had a good game, but, and for the number 55 pick, not bad.
And, of course, guess who was talking about it this morning?
Not allowed to.
Stephen A?
Mentioning, that's what I was trying to tell Pops. And I'm
here
like,
come on.
I'm like,
how are we not
on.
Over this yet?
Yeah, like, how are you not over? Everybody's just passed it, but you're going to use it. He's going
to
run with it.
That's why I was mad at LeBron for going up to Stephen A. Smith, because I'm like, that's exactly what he wants.
But Tobin.
More material.
Tobin.
Yep.
You can't tell me, I'm outside. I'm on the court.
Right.
You have something to do, step up to me and then say, man, that's the softest move. You can't. No, you said. If you have a problem with me, I'm at the games. I'm courtside. Come up to me. He did, and from if you heard the interview with Dwayne Wade on Carmelo Anthony's podcast, he said that Ron basically was trying to. If you looked at him on the bench throughout the whole game, it was bothering him. It was bothering. He wanted to and then finally just had enough. And he said, I had to get it out and just say what he had to say. So,
I don't have a problem with LeBron defending his son, and I think I told you guys like during the summer, I was like, I would have been cool if the Heat drafted him. I would have been like, if anybody was going to develop him. Now I'm happy they got Pelle Larsen, because I love me some Pelle Larsen.
Yep.
But it's just going to be one of these things where it's going to take time for the kid to be anything. I don't think he's going to be a star, obviously, but if he's Gabe Vincent, he can't be Gabe Vincent
for sure.
He can't be Gabe Vincent in a couple years. Yeah. Okay, Gabe Vincent had an ACL injury, took him some time.
Yeah. I mean, he's already better than Drew Smith, so.
No. Keep it up.
Stop.
Keep doing
points.
It.
Stop it.
More points.
What are you going to do when Drew Smith is back in the rotation next year? You going to still bully him?
No, I'm just going to wait 2 months for him to, like, I don't know. The wind is too windy. He gets injured again.
I'm so mad at you, dude.
Sick of this guy.
I'm so mad at you. All right. We'll take a break here on the show. We come back. We'll get you lined up. We're live here from Buckets and Bets here at the Seminole Hot Rock Hotel and Casino. Back after this.